재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
거짓과 진실 We are playing two truths and a lie To my right we have Professor Dan 안녕하세요
안녕하세요
To my left we have Jordan 대리님 안녕하세요
안녕하세요
아니 교수님 네. 부모이신데 You are a parent and
I sure am
your,
맞긴 맞습니다
Your kids are on a break, summer break
Yes they are 오늘부터 예, 방학기 이라고 합니다.
Good for them. They yes. probably have a lot of hung right now.
They are. They're full of hung.
So. Yeah. Not so much for the mom and dad, though.
No, there's a bit of han, I guess, for us. Yeah.
The hung versus han on summer break.
Yes. Not Kids an easy task, dad. Right?
So. What about you, Jordan? Are you a hung 많은 사람?
I'm a hung 많은 사람.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, 들썩 들썩?
I don't know what 들썩 means. What
kind
is
of,
that?
Kind of lifting up your shoulder.
Oh, so yeah, yeah.
Bouncing your shoulders up
yeah,
and down.
That's
a
me.
A knee slapper, toe tapper, are you?
All of the above.
All of the above. Maybe that's a lie. Who knows? I can't tell. That's how good they are. Two truths and a lie is the game that we are playing. 세 문장 중 두 문장이 진실이고 하나는 거짓인데요. 오늘 테마는 뭔가요? Talking about cities, I believe?
Yes,
all
that
right.
is correct.
Cities mm-hmm. all around the world. 그래서 준비해봤는데요. 오늘의 2부 퀴즈는 세상에서 인구가 제일 많은 도시는 어디일까요? What is the most populous city in the world? 1번 도쿄, 2번 델리, 3번 상하이인가요? 이번에는 nonsense quiz가 아닙니다. Don't try to be creative. We want the facts, not the opinions. 다시 한번요. 세상에서 인구가 제일 많은 도시는 어디일까요? Send us in your messages. 샵 1013으로 담은 50원, 장문 100원. 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. All right, who goes first? Professor Dan?
동네부터.
대리님부터 가겠습니다. 갈게요.
All right, 1번. 울릉도는 8,700여 명으로 대한민국의 가장 인구 적은 도시입니다. 2번. 도시 빼고, 서울 빼고, 대한민국의 도시명 중에서 순 한국말로 된 도시명은 하나도 없다.
그럴 수가.
And number 3. 대한민국의 가장 면적이 작은 도시는 경기도 구리시다.
아,
interesting.
구리구리 옆구리.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so should we backtrack? I mean, number three, 3번은 대한민국의 가장 면적이 작은. So the smallest by area.
Yeah, and so 면적 here is area.
Ah, land area, good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, and so 구리, for those who are unaware, is right next to Seoul.
Uh-huh.
Seoul's best friend.
Is it not included in Seoul?
Separate city, right?
Is it? Yeah. Oh, okay.
And if you've ever ridden your bike along the Hangang, you might have passed Gurishi.
Is that where the really pretty hotel is? Is it on
Walker
the east
Hill.
Side?
Walker
yeah,
Hill
yeah,
Hotel.
That's right.
I'm not allowed to say that, sorry.
It's very, very close. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's a beautiful direction. Area. Yeah, it really is.
Very green, right?
So, yes. Yeah. And so that is the smallest city in Gyeonggi.
Yes, it is 33 square kilometers.
Wow, that's how big is that like time-wise if I were to walk from one end to the other?
Well, it depends on which direction you walk. There's some skinny parts.
Oh, okay.
There's some longer parts.
어려운 질문이.
Interesting shaped city. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of cities are there? How many cities are there in Gyeonggi though? The province
Lots.
Of Gyeonggi.
28 or 30? Yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
wow.
yeah, but it's not.
I didn't know that on the top. I
could be wrong. I mean, right?
Well, there's 165 or 64 cities in Korea.
Oh, this is in wow. Korea. And then
in this all of Korea, Guri is the smallest by area.
Oh,
okay.
So, 경기도 뿐만 아니라 대한민국 전
Yep.
33 제곱미터. Wow. That does sound small. I think Seoul is about 한 2,000 몇. 제곱킬로미터. So okay. That is pretty small. Wow.
But then, okay, then 1번. 1번, you also say that 울릉도 is the smallest.
Well, this is by 인구. So 인구 is population.
Mm-hmm.
And so their population is 8,700 people.
Mm.
8,700 people.
Now, I've been to 울릉도.
Have
it didn't
you?
Seem that small. I mean, 사람은 많지 않은 거.
Did you go 많지. in 1975? Because in 1975, there was 30,000 people living there.
Wow, okay, don't know.
70년 전에.
Yeah.
75년에 그렇게 많은 사람들이.
Yeah, so after that, mm-hmm. the party kind of slowed down, and now there's only 8,000 left.
My goodness.
Yeah. 근데 제 질문 하나 던져볼게요.
네, 던져보세요.
울릉 군이죠. 울릉군은 도시가 맞나요? Is it a city or is it a?
It is a city.
It yeah. is a city. Oh,
yeah, just
okay.
like Jeju is a city. 울릉도
gotcha.
is a city as well.
울릉도.
Okay. Because we should specify because mm-hmm. Jeju-do is an island.
That's right.
울릉도 is
yes.
an island.
It's an island.
Yes, that's a good specification there. Do means island,
mm-hmm.
and so here I said 울릉도. So mm-hmm. the island is a city.
It's
just like Jeju
city.
Has two cities,
that's right?
Because it's yeah. really big. Jeju has Seogwipo mm-hmm. and Jeju City.
Gotcha.
And then 울릉도 just has 울릉 City.
울릉. Gotcha. Okay. 울릉군. Interesting.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then number two, 서울 빼고 in Korea,
mm-hmm. yeah.
there's Seoul is the only name that is full 100% Korean.
Right. So Seoul doesn't have Hanja. It actually
That's
does
right.
have some, it has a designated Chinese name
mm-hmm.
in Chinese letters, but not Korean Hanja.
Ah, gotcha.
So other than Seoul, Baegu means mm-hmm. to take away that one as an option.
Oh, Busan? Busan? What's the Bu stand for?
Well, I don't know all the Hanja.
Come on, Teddy. You are the Hanja expert.
Yeah, but I know Busan is definitely some kind of mountain.
Yes.
Some,
yes
like a Bu mountain.
A rich mountain.
It could be. I know at one time it used that one, but I think it changed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Interesting. But does that mean just currently or before, like, I don't know, a millennia
right
ago, Sorabor, Dalgubor?
Oh, that's a good or, that's a good. This thing, yeah. this, so right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
now
this
okay.
is the truth. But hundreds of years ago, mm-hmm. there was so many cool,
interesting.
Pure Korean names cool, that weren't cool. that aren't being used anymore.
Oh, and then they changed it.
Yeah, at some point mm-hmm. they changed it to all Hanja names mm-hmm. to like kind of organize
what
things.
What about Jeju? Wouldn't Jeju be a...
제주도 한자 있지
yeah.
싶은데.
Jeju means...
Is it
a city across the water.
Oh,
Jeju is the like
the city.
Gyeongju, Gwangju,
mm.
Jeju.
Oh,
so that I think has, yeah. that definitely has Hanja.
All right. Well, it's time to decide. I'm really stuck. I don't know which could be a lie.
These are really good. Yeah.
교수님은요? 전 느낌. Well, like, what's your
전,
gut feeling?
뭐 의정부에 사는데 구리는 그만큼 작지 않은 것 같기도 하고
uh-huh.
좀 미스터리인데. And then 1번은 맞긴. 것 같기도 하고.
I'm just really gonna guess. I'm gonna place my finger on whichever number and hopefully
눈 감고
눈 감고
이니 미니 마이니 모.
Okay, 3번 갈게요. 손가락이 3번으로 골랐는데요.
전 2번. 설마 이 전국에서 딱 서울 빼고는 하나도 없는 거는 믿기지가 않네요. Yeah. There's got to be some small place. Like in Daegu, there were small place names like Bangoge or...
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that okay. might have a hanja. But anyway, there's got to
okay,
be
okay.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look. 총 정리 한번 해보겠습니다. 교수님은 2번이고요. 저는 3번을 꼽았는데요. 1번. 울릉도는 3,700여 명으로 대한민국의 가장 인구가 적은 도시이다. 맞나요? Oh my god!
Trick. Nice
yeah.
one.
Oh my god.
So Professor Dan was on the right track.
Oh.
It's 울릉군, which is a county.
Very
it's
nice.
Not a city. So it is the smallest population of people living together in Korea, but it's not a city.
Gotcha.
Oh, so 울릉도, the name of the island.
It's 울릉군.
군 is the county.
Is the county
gotcha.
Name. Yeah.
Well, there you go. 그렇다면 서울 빼고 대한민국의 도시명 중 순 한국말로 된 도시명은 하나도 없네요. 맞죠?
Interesting.
I never knew that. That's a fun fact.
Very, very cool.
And all of the names were Hanja before mm-hmm. they reverted Seoul back. It used to be Hanyang, right? When everything
right,
was Hanja,
yeah.
and then now it's Seoul again.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
그리고 3번 대한민국의 가장 면적이 작은 도시는 경기도 구리가 맞네요. There you go.
I'm going to have to explore Guri now.
Smallest city. Yeah, why not? They'll take just one day in afternoon.
Exactly right.
Well, there you go. Jordan gets 2 points, fooling both Professor and I. If you're just joining us now, we're talking all things about cities and wondering if you know what the most populous city in the world is. 오늘의 2부 퀴즈는 세상에서 인구가 제일 많은 도시는 어디일까요? 1번 도쿄, 2번 델리, 3번 상하이인데요. We're talking about Japan, India, or China. Which of these countries has the most populous city in the world? 샵 1013으로 담은 50원, 장문 100원, 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. Alright, 교수님, you're up.
네, 1번. 스웨덴 수도인 스톡홀름에서는 아기 타는 유모차를 미는 승객의 무임 승차가 허용된다.
어허?
이거 버스에서요. Right. 2번 중동 아랍에미리트 연합국 가장 큰 도시인 두바이의 내국인 비중은 15%밖에 안 되며 외국인 거주자들 85% 차지한다. 3번 파리에는 신호등보다 더 많은 멈춤 표지판이 있다.
Fun facts here.
Yes, and my, you know, kind of trivia type questions
yeah,
here.
Yeah, these are fun. 1번 가겠습니다. I didn't quite get the full understanding of
sure, okay.
One.
So a couple of good words there. So 수도, of course, is capital, like 수도권 in Korea is the metropolitan region, right? Uh-huh. And then 유모차, nice easy one there, stroller. So someone, and then this was kind of tricky. So 아기 타는 유모차. So a stroller with a kid or baby riding it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone pushing that. So 미는 승객. So a passenger, 승객 there. Is allowed, right? 허용되는 거. 무엇을 허용됐냐면, 무임 승차. Can ride for free. So 무임, 임 here would be the money you pay. So no pay, 승차 means get on. So no pay, free ride, basically.
Wow.
No pay to get on, right? So pretty cool.
So in Sweden, we should specify in Stockholm.
Yes, yes. I don't know if it applies to the other cities. Yeah.
If you're pushing a stroller with a kid in it, you and the kid can ride for free.
Absolutely.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This feels less like trivia and more like a life hack, like know-how.
Pro tip, yeah.
Jordan, get in the stroller.
Right. You get in the stroller. I'll push it.
Let's do this.
Free ride for days. I wonder if there is a 나이 제한 같은 거 있나요?
저도 그거는 잘 모르겠고 일단 아기 타는 뭐 그런
없으면 진짜 조린 대리님 데리고 가서
Yeah, I think the bus drivers they have good sense of humor in Sweden. I think they would appreciate
laugh,
that.
Interesting. Okay, so we don't know if there is an age limit to the kid or
no idea or
how
weight
many
limit
kids, yeah. or weight limit
yeah, sure. or how many. Yeah.
Could it be like a pet too? Nowadays, there's a lot of pet dogs.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. The cute little carriages. Right?
Yeah. Okay, 2번은 in the Middle East.
Yes, in the United Arab Emirates. So in this case, United is 연합국, so United States
uh-huh.
of the Arab Emirates, right? So the UAE. The largest city, Dubai. Now, this is really interesting. 내국인 비중. So the number of citizens is only 15%. So they're called Emiratis, so citizens okay. of the UAE. Whereas 외국인 거주자들, so the number of foreign residents, tops 85%. So
I feel like this is a little believable. I went there around 5 years ago. 근데 진짜 5년 전에 갔음에도 외국 분들이 굉장히 많아요.
맞습니다. 여러 나라에서.
맞아요. 말레이시아 또는 뭐 필리핀.
맞습니다. 인도.
인도 맞아요.
아프리카까지 또. 네.
Yeah. And so I feel like it's kind of easy to believe that unless you just want me to. Don't 격하게 막.
Leading you on there.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like this could be a fact.
And that's it's just not just the UAE. Other countries in the GCC too, and like the Middle East have
really?
Similar population distributions.
I wonder why. All right, number 3. In Paris, this is a fun fact. 신호등 is traffic light.
Yes, right? traffic light. So 그것보다 많은 멈춤 표지판이 있다. So 멈춤 표지판, I guess, could also be 정지 표지판, right? So a stop sign, yeah.
Interesting. So. That's probably because of the, I would say, pedestrians, the amount of people who are walking versus
sure,
driving.
Sure, yeah, just to make it safer, right? They have More stop signs, right?
So. 저도 그 파리에서 유학했거든요.
Wow.
Yeah, and so 거기 있는 동안 골목길이 아주 많고 큰 길이 별로 없고 큰 길이 있더라도 그 로터리 같은 roundabout 많아요. 그래서 믿을 만하다고 생각해요.
믿을 만해요. 그러면 1번밖에 없네요. 믿을 만한 게 저한테는 2번이고 믿을 만한 게 조던 씨한테는 3번이고. What do you say? Is it 1, 2, or 3?
The 15% number. I know that Dubai is really really international, but that 15% only?
Too low. 너무
Seems
낮아요.
Too low.
Okay, are you going to go for number 2?
Yeah, I'm going to go number 2.
Okay, then I'll go for number 3.
<We'll> We're switching.
재미상으로 한번 그렇게 가볼게요. 총 정리 한번 해보겠습니다. 1번, 스웨덴 수도인 스톡홀름에서 아기 타는 유모차를 미는 승객의 무인 승차가 허용된다. 맞나요? 어허! Mm-hmm. Okay,
Absolutely
looking
true.
good.
Mm-hmm.
True, true. 2번, 중동, 아랍에미리트, 연합국 가장 큰 도시인 두바이의 내국인 비중은 15%. 밖에 안 되며 외국인 거주자들 85% 차지한다고 합니다. 맞나요?
Yes.
Yes.
This
yes.
is ridiculous.
This is true too. 그렇다면 3번 파리에는 신호등보다 더 많은 멈춤 표지판이 있다. 아니요.
Should I explain this? 좀
yes.
설명드리자면 2000 그 원래는 있었는데 아마 유학하실 때 있었겠지만 I think in starting or finishing in 2013, so 2013년까지 다 뺐어요.
Oh, the stop 표지판, signs.
Not a single stop sign left.
Really?
And they said 사고 뭐 발생률이 낮아졌어요.
Really?
감소됐고요. 예, 다 빼고 나서. So, because you know in the US we have so many stop signs and 그것도 사고는 자주 발생하는 지점이죠.
So. That was 2 years after I left. So
just, there we go.
Just so you know.
It was a fact for you then. yeah. But now it's a lie. Congratulations, Professor Dan. And for myself, 1 point for me. Jordan 대리님, you are the loser today. Sorry. Well, before we let you go, we have to give out the answers to our quiz. 세상에서 인구가 제일 많은 도시는 어디일까요? Which could it be? Getting in some messages. 4820님께서는 3번 상하이 인구 2400만이네요. 수고하세요 라고 보내주시는데요. 수고하세요 라는 그런 의미는 맞다고 하는 거잖아요. But unfortunately, 아닙니다. Sorry. Shanghai actually has 27 million. So 2700만이에요. So I don't know which year you were looking at, but Shanghai가 it's number 3 actually. It's the third most populous city. 5466님께서 상하이 보내주셨는데요. Yeah, I think people are thinking because it's China, it must be. 8451님 인구 밀도 제일 높은 곳은 일본 찍어볼게요 라고 보내주시는데요. 일본은 나라이기 때문에 오답을 드리겠습니다. We're looking for the cities. 1177님 2번이에요. 2번에 맞출 거예요 라고 보내주셨는데요. 2번은 델리. 그렇죠. Lots of people would think also India. 아쉽게도. 오답입니다. 그렇다면 4022님 도쿄에서 사뇨끼 우동 한 그릇이라고 보내주셨는데요.
Yes!
You got it. 4403님께서도 도쿄 코로나 때문에 올림픽도 연기됐죠. 맞아요. Hopefully we'll be able to see these talented athletes come out soon. 2802님께서는 도쿄 한 번도 못 가봤는데 코로나 끝나면 딸이랑 꼭 가보고 싶네요 라고 보내주시는데요. 정답입니다.
Yes!
도쿄가 사실 3,700여 명이래요. So 37 million people live in Tokyo. And so Tokyo is at number one. And then, oh, sorry, 3,700만이라고 합니다. Tokyo is at number one as the most populous. Delhi is at number two. And Shanghai is at number three. They are quite close, but yeah, Tokyo is the correct answer. 2802님께서도 정답, 도쿄! 도쿄 한 번도 못 가봤는데, 읽었네요, sorry. 9769님, 도쿄, I guess. 정답입니다.
Yes!
마지막으로 8001님, 1번, 도쿄. 도쿄가 제일 많다다니 충격받은 사람은 저뿐인가요? 충격에서 오태 나오고 있어요. 맞습니다. 의외이죠. It's such a small city by size, I would say. Actually, don't quote me on that one, but 충격이긴 해요. It's quite a surprise. 어쨌든 저쨌든 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. Congratulations to 8001님. And once again, thank you very much to Professor Dan and Jordan for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Good times.
We'll have to see you guys next week. Now moving on and talking about 흥에 대해서 알아봤는데요. The zest for life, being bouncy, high-spirited, and zappy. Sometimes it's hard to be as cheerful as these words. If so, maybe Vicky Baum can help. The Australian or Austrian-born American novelist once said, there are shortcuts to happiness, and dancing is one of them. 행복에는 지름길이 있는데 춤이 그중 하나라고 하는데요. Hopefully you can dance along to this song. Here's the Chainsmokers, Paris. 내일 봬요. We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shower.